So who were these magi? These were a priestly caste of very wise men from Mesopotamia, somewhere in the east, perhaps Persia or Babylonia, we are not told. They were famous for their learning and for their wisdom. They were very interested in astronomy and astrology. When they observed the movements of stars and planets, they carefully recorded everything they saw. Anything out of the ordinary was taken by them to be some kind of an omen. Now they had seen a star that could not be identified. How then did they know to come to Jerusalem? The straight answer is that we do not know, but can only speculate. These types of wise men were diligent to discover what signs and omens meant, and if they had recourse to the holy books of Israel, which they very well could have had in the East, since Babylon remained a center of Jewish studies, they might have come across the prophecy of Balaam, an early prophet from the East who had predicted that a star would march forth in Israel. Of course, it is also possible that the Lord simply revealed these things to them when they saw the star, and then confirmed the revelation when the star appeared over the house where Jesus was. Why were gold and frankincense and myrrh brought to Jesus by the Magi? Biblical commentaries often see symbolic meanings in the specific gifts. They say that gold was a gift for a king, the frankincense was for deity, and the myrrh was a preparation for his suffering. So we probably should simply say that these were costly gifts, and so they were certainly appropriate for a king. They speak of the homage of the Magi, and they would have been welcomed by Joseph and Mary, who were very poor.